environmental groups and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency have reached an agreement that settles one of two active lawsuits aimed at forcing the agency to take overdue action on Fairbanks' North Pole area air quality. Localized but extreme wintertime episodes of fine particulate pollution due to wood and fossil fuel burning emissions have long plagued the two communities. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, clean air advocates see the legal action as a small win in a long-running effort to reduce pollution.
Under a court-approved consent decree agreed to by the environmental groups and the EPA, the agency must issue an assessment by the end of August 2017 of the adequacy of a state implementation plan, which lays out measures to reduce Fairbanks and North Pole area fine particulate pollution. The agreement essentially prompts overdue action required under the Clean Air Act.
I'm happy that we're moving towards compliance with the Clean Air Act. Short-term and long-term, both for the sake of our health and for our economy.
That's Patrice Lee with Fairbanks-based Citizens for Clean Air, which together with Alaska Community Action on Toxics brought the suit. The group's attorney, Kent Asuda with Earth Justice, says another consent decree still in the public comment phase would resolve a second lawsuit.
And that's addressing EPA's inaction under the Clean Air Act with respect to the determination of meeting attainment dates for cleaning up the air, and if it fails to do so, reclassification as a serious non-attainment area.
Reclassification as serious would require a new state plan to address Fairbanks North Pole area pollution. It would likely build on current plan measures like burn bans and a requirement that only dry wood is burned in wood stoves and boilers. Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Division of Air Quality Director Denise Koch says the state and Fairbanks North Star Borough will have to recraft the technical document by a December 2017 EPA deadline.
It's going to be really tough to submit that on time because public process is a very important part and not a part that we are going to shortchange in any way. So it's going to be a big challenge.
Failure to get the plan in on time can result in sanctions, including impacts to federal transportation funding. One other moving part in the local air quality puzzle is a state proposal requesting EPA consider Fairbanks and North Pole air separately. It's inspired by very differing trends. Fairbanks is close to meeting federal standards, while North Pole suffers the worst particulate spikes in the nation. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.